On a serious note, how long were you in Byron for?
I was only there for 5 days.
And how bad is it?
It's really bad. It's not kind of what you, but I was imagining at least, like absolute war zone, like there's still structures standing, there's still a semblance of order, but it's a wreck. Homes are destroyed everywhere. I think the UN reported 112,000 homes destroyed across the country. It's the harvest belt where Bayre is. It's the harvest belt of the country. So they lost 715,000 hectares there, and it's their harvest season now. So
that's tragic.
There's huge problems.
Do we have any sense of the number of lives lost? Because, you know, you keep seeing these reports, and the one thing that I've learned over the years is you can tell when something is off. And the number of, I think, that they're reporting in the lower hundreds, I don't believe, given the extent of what seems to be a tragedy up there, it just doesn't feel right.
I think the thing with that number is that there's so many thousands still missing. That they're not confirmed dead, but they have no idea where they are.
Okay, so that number is likely to go up significantly.
Unfortunately, yeah, and because of the other things like cholera outbreaks, which are happening now.
Right. I read also as well that South Africa is sending a lot of vaccines up there, trying to just vaccinate thousands of people against these.
100%. There's loads of organizations on the ground there doing anything and everything you can imagine.
Right. So tell me, which are the organizations? I read, I think, that Israel Aid was there. The organization that you went with is called?
The organization I was with is called Kadena.
What is that?
It's an international organization for disaster relief and just other kinds of humanitarian work. It's just recently started up in South Africa. And that's the group I was involved with. So I went with the team, and they were distributing water filters, which is a really cheap, simple system.
Oh, that's right. Makes sense.
Put it on a bucket, and it saves people from cholera, from E. coli. 99.9% of all bacteria can't get through that filter.
Right. And which were the other organizations that you saw on the ground?
Many. A lot of acronyms that I can't remember.
Right. You said to me before there were a fair amount of Jewish organizations.
There were. Israel was there.
Israel, I read, was
there. There was obviously Kadena. There was the American Emergency Joint Distribution Committee. They didn't distribute any joints, though.
No, that's disappointing.
Yeah. There was Natan, who is another Jewish organization.
It's because, you know, I see a lot on social media and Twitter and people saying, you know, no one's running to the aid of Mozambique because it's an African country. That's actually patently untrue, isn't it?
From what I saw on the ground.
Well, you were there. I
was overwhelmed from the minute I arrived in the airport. There's a huge center of operations there. And all the different organizations from every imaginable country are there, and people are doing rebuilding, people are doing search and rescue, education, dignity work, psychosocial support, medical.
That's incredible. That's
all really well organized, well, as well organized as this chaos can be, but breaking people up into different groups, saying you're needed here, this what you're working on is already covered here, so you go here rather. Right.
I think that's incredible.
It really is amazing.
Absolutely amazing. And what happens now? Now you're back here. Do you go back again?
Well, the situation on the ground there is really dire. There's displaced people. I think there's 155 different accommodation centers over Mozambique, where 131,000 people are living.
Right.
And when I say accommodation centers, that's a patch of dirt with tents, sometimes nice tents, sometimes a piece of canvas propped on a stick.
Unbelievable.
And people there need food, they need water, they need electricity, they need everything we take for granted. So, yes, the plan is to go back as soon as possible. We're trying to raise funds and get donations of food and goods we can take there, and as soon as possible send another mission there for people to start distributing. Especially in the route we went, that's where the cholera outbreak is mostly happening, between Bayre, Dondo, and Nyamatanda. So we go back that same route and try to get more water filters there. That's a very big part of it.
Absolutely unbelievable. If somebody wants to assist, how do they get hold of the organization?
Check their Facebook page, Kadena South Africa. They'll post C-A-D-E-N-A. It's a Spanish word. It means chain.
Uh-huh.
Check the Facebook page over there, and they'll be launching details shortly with the accounts, the account information. And once we have a place where we can have food and donations dropped off, we're going to post the information on there.
That is absolutely incredible, and well done to you. How were the conditions? I mean, how were you living when you were out there?
It varied. On the first night, we stayed in a hotel sort of place, and there was electricity and lights there, and that I was not expecting.
Pretty more than we had here.
I doubt it. The next night, we slept in tents at the back of a bar because we just couldn't find a place, and we were exhausted. It was late, and we needed just some sleep, so we asked the bar owner. He had a patch of ground. We're like, can we set up our tent there? So it varies.
Wow. So you've really got to be able to cope with that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Zanati wouldn't manage, is really what you're saying.
Wow.
She's from Santon.
I like camping, and I battled that night.
Zanati, not for you.
Yeah, huh? Definitely not.
Right.
No,
and no, don't take Lindiwe there for her birthday either. No, well, but really, you know, I'm being flippant, but it's incredible and well done for putting yourself in that situation, that today where you know you're going to help people and actually make a real difference.
I think we all can. It's quite easy. I mean, they're literally our neighbors. It's a 90-minute flight for me to get there. That's the same as getting to Cape Town.
That's incredible.
And they're our neighbors. They're in trouble, and Jews are good at taking care of themselves and taking care of other people. And
amazing.
If we're all here, this is very doable.
Absolutely fantastic and inspiring. It is 8:20. I'm Howard Feldman, Mindy Grumman. Thank you for taking the time to chat to us.